more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a goon?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God. I guess he'll be here in a second. And today's hump day, right? Okay, ready?
All day.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Every day's hump day, B. Smell my mic. All
morning,
right.
Guys. I was just saying.
Guy.
I was just saying behind the scenes. And my son. Yesterday, he wasn't listening. He's 2 years old. So, you know, you try to give your son like a little pop on the hand, like a little like that. I pop him on the hand to, you know, get him focused.
Okay.
And he did
get
something.
Get him focused.
Yeah, get him focused. Get him focused, pop. And he did something none of my kids ever did before.
What?
He put his hand back up there like, Nick, do it again.
Did it again.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I did it again.
So he likes it.
Yeah, he likes it. I was like, you know what?
This pow, is
not
going to
work. This is not going to work.
Pow, pow.
That's not going to work. I said, this is not going to work.
He said, again, daddy, again.
Yeah, he said, again. Yeah,
hit
this
me
is
again.
Fun. This is fun.
What if he turned around and bent over for you to spank him?
See, you always take it too far.
Not like that, but like,
no,
you know.
No. See, you always take it too far. And he did it in front of the nanny, so I felt real embarrassed. Like, it was like, yeah, I
He's
run
like,
this household.
Daddy usually hits me harder than this.
Yeah,
this
I was like, all right. I was like, all right, do what you want to do then, kid. All right, you want to play with the stove? Go play with the stove.
Well, yesterday I was shopping for our juice bar.
Yes.
I bought a bunch of stools. We're pretty much almost
ready. What
else
is new? You're always buying stuff for the juice bar.
People have to sit, Envy.
Angela Yee is probably one of the worst business partners ever. She shot
no.
to that store like it's her house. Chandeliers.
Actually, I would think that would make me one of the best business partners ever because I'm constantly working on improving.
You just
situation.
Keep spending. You always spend. She spends. This is not a mansion. It's not a castle, Yee.
But I get good deals.
This is Yee's castle.
I get good deals. And I shop around for, I don't just go to one store and buy the first thing I see. I'll go to like 20 different stores, compare everything, compare prices. And that's what I did. And
this
I found some
this
great.
This is the flyest juice bar ever. I tell them, I'm just going to live there. I'm just going to live there.
The bathroom is all gold and black.
The bathroom.
It has gold wallpaper.
Tell them about the chandelier in the bathroom.
There's a chandelier in the bathroom.
What sense does that make? You ever look up when you're in the bathroom and be like, oh, look at this chandelier. This chandelier is pretty nice. No, you're just trying to get in and out. Women, when you sit down in the bathroom, do you look up and be like, oh my gosh,
yes,
this chandelier is to die for?
A lot of us take selfies in the bathroom, and you can judge how clean a restaurant is by the bathroom.
Well, if I open up another restaurant with you, I don't even want a bathroom in that restaurant.
Well, that sounds like it's breaking some type of code for the city. Not only do you have to have a bathroom, but you also have to have a urinal, and it also has to be handicapped accessible.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Well, why would you say you would open up a restaurant without a bathroom?
Not with you.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Don't
let's
forget
do
ASAP Rocky will be joining us.
Oh,
he has
man.
A bunch of things to clear up.
Yeah, he said allegedly said some things in an interview last year, and everybody's been bringing it back up.
Made it seem like he didn't really love black people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so we'll talk to him about that in a little bit. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We'll talk about a police officer who was shot and killed. We'll tell you where that was. And there was a drive-by shooting. This actually happened in Brooklyn, where I live.
Not near the juice bar, right?
No, it's not.
All right, cool. All right, we'll get us to front pages when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. And hey, it's Bryson Tiller with Don't
Play. Hey, man, at least when we play this song, can we cut this long-ass instrumental off at the end?
No, that's when I really...
That's when you really realize, like, it's raining, but, like, your windshield wipers are gone, but it's not raining.
That's when you really get your little wine dance on at the end.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace to the planet. What's happening?
Let's get some front page news. Now, a Kansas officer has been shot and killed. What happened, Yee?
Yes, this happened in Kansas City, Kansas. A police officer was shot. He was actually chasing suspects who were allegedly involved in a drive-by shooting. He was 46 years old, Captain Robert Melton. He was with the department for 17 years. He was looking for these four people in a car. It was before 2 p.m., and that's when he spotted the vehicle. They had a chase. And as he was arriving, the suspects ran from the vehicle and opened fire. Mm. And that's when Captain Melton was shot, and he is now dead. Now, they have one person in custody. Two other people who might be connected have been detained, and they are still looking for one more suspect.
Man, they say four suspects at large in Brooklyn, too, for shooting at some cops
earlier
this morning.
Yes, there were some drive-by shooters. This actually happened on East 23rd Street, which is, by the way, the block that I grew up on in Flatbush.
He knows this block well.
So apparently a group of men fired two gunshots. They were in a black Nissan four-door sedan. They said police officers approached them, a pair of cops who are on foot patrol. And apparently these men started firing gunshots from that car at the police officers. They did miss them. It's the officers, who are a man and a woman, were patrolling that area. Someone inside the car fired one shot as they drove off. Another person in the car fired off a parting shot.
Hey, man, I keep telling y'all this till I'm blue in the face. Injustice breeds insanity. Okay? Trauma breeds tragedy. Everybody going crazy. All right? Yeah. And it's a cause and effect thing. Because of all injustice that people have seen, people have snapped. That's it.
Wow.
Period.
Well, be safe out there. Officers, if you're out there, please be safe out there.
And no matter what, we definitely don't condone cops shooting innocent people or people shooting at cops either.
Not at all. And if you're out there, you be safe. Just be safe and be careful. And hashtag love. Just spread love. I don't want to see anybody killed. I don't want to see anybody going to funerals. I don't want to see any of that.
Listen, I have a couple of friends who are police officers in Brooklyn who are really good people, and I would hate for somebody to randomly shoot at them.
I don't condone any senseless killings, but violence begets violence, and senseless killings beget senseless killings. Period.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Maybe you just need to vent a little bit. 800-585-1051. What's so funny?
Why are you tweeting me at this early in the morning talking about thoughts on Afrika Bambaataa? I ain't thinking about no damn Afrika Bambaataa at 6 in the morning. I ain't even had breakfast yet.
Well, something new with Afrika Bambaataa?
I don't know.
Oh.
Now you're thinking about him.
No, yeah, now I am.
It works.
I wanted to have a three-egg omelet. Now I'm thinking about little boys being molested. I want my omelet first.
Allegedly. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drunk girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to call away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Yo, what's going on? It's Mike.
What's up, bro? Tell them why you mad, Mike.
Hey, man, I'm mad. What's those joints coming out Saturday? The Jordans.
The OG fives.
They give you tickets, Foot Locker, and you gotta wait for your phone call.
Yep. You ain't get a phone call, did you?
Hey, how old are you, bro?
No.
How old are you?
Come on, man.
How old are you? Just answer the question. Don't be ashamed. How old are you?
I already know what you're gonna say. It don't matter, man.
Yes, it does matter that you're too damn old to be standing in line for Jordans.
These are OG fives. No. These came out when he was young.
It don't matter.
You probably didn't get them as a boy. Hey. You want some now.
You're gonna look like a pedophile standing in line with all them kids.
Come on, man. I don't think they do that no more. They get the tickets out.
Yeah, they get tickets now so people don't fight. These are the OG5s, by the way.
Hey, real quick, Emmy, do you do that, the sneaker joint on YouTube? You don't do that no more?
Yeah, we do it. We didn't do the OG5s. I got them on today, so I might do them today.
Man, you need to grow up, man, and rob somebody for their sneakers like an OG Woods. Standing in line.
I just got my son the OG5s, too. You know what? You ain't got to go to Foot Locker. Where you from, bro?
Detroit.
I think Allen's might have it.
Okay.
Go to Allen's, man. Go to Allen's and ask for Ty Mopkins. Tell him Envy sent you.
All right, and if you pull up at that store and you see a long line of kids with one old-ass dude standing in there, you'd be like, aha, I heard you on the Breakfast Club, pedophile.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Sue from Boston.
Hey, Sue. Tell him why you mad.
Hey, first I want to shout you out, man. Thank you all for coming to Boston. It was a much-needed thing, and we appreciate y'all. MD Charlemagne and Yee.
Shout out to Boston. They show us a lot of love in Boston.
Yeah, we love Boston.
I'm actually going to be here this weekend, too.
I coined that phrase, ease up. One more time, Envy.
I said I'm going to be in Boston this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I think Charlemagne's going to be out there next week, too. But
did he say bees up?
Hopefully.
Yeeze up.
No, I'm saying ease up. Angela Yee, ease up.
Oh, gotcha.
So make sure y'all credit me on that one.
Okay.
But anyway, good morning. Why I'm mad is I totally agree with Charlamagne. It's they act like this isn't a pure example of cause and effect.
And
it's so easily to it's so easy to point at this Black Lives Matter movement and say, well, this is, you know, they try to make that a race thing, but you know, there's a sense where one or a couple of bad apples spoiled a bunch, but then we got to apply that same theory to the police.
Absolutely.
You can't sit here and identify an issue with an effect and then not identify the issue with the cause and then try to overlook it, you know, and then I mean, y'all don't got that much time, man. I got a couple more reasons why I'm mad. This whole Donald Trump situation, and nobody's paying attention to what's going on. And a ton of people out here playing Pokemon Go when we got people being killed, Donald Trump being elected for president. Like, where are we? This is not the United States of America.
You know what's crazy? I was watching the Republican National Convention last night, and I was thinking to myself, do we really care when the kids endorse their parents? Like, the kids are supposed to have great things to say about your parents. It's your dad.
Right.
Like, I'm not giving you props for what you're supposed to do.
Hello, who's this?
Keisha.
Keisha, tell them why you're mad, Mama.
Yeah, I'm mad because me and my baby daddy have been together, like, 16 years. Well, in the last, like, 3 or 4, we haven't been together, but we still mess around. So,
y'all
like,
still have sex with no condom?
No, we don't. No, we don't. Well, we have. We have. But the thing about it is, like, the last year and a half, he ain't tripped about, you know, always trying to, you know, use a condom. So a couple weeks ago, you know, I went home where he lives or whatever, and we were going, you know, have sex. But then he didn't have a condom on. So I was like, no. So I feel, and it's like, I feel like lumps on his penis. I'm like, what in the world is going on?
You felt bumps on his penis?
No, he did not have herpes.
I don't know if it was herpes or genital warts. But I'm like, how you been using, you know, something for the last year and a half, which I kind of suspected some because you didn't trip when I said you had to. But, like, I'm in the healthcare field. Like, how you going to try to run a game on me? Like, I'm like, no, oh, I can prove I don't got nothing. I'm like, well, where the paperwork?
Wow, so he had an outbreak, and he's tried to have sex with you during an outbreak and hide it with a condom.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. That's a little foul. He going to wait 16 years to give you an STD? He could have gave you that when y'all first started kicking.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. We got 3 kids together. I'm like, we never had no issues before. You gonna try to do this? And he was saying he could, you know, get paperwork and prove, you know, he didn't been tested. I'm like, yeah, maybe for AIDS, but not.
You like, I seen the bumps with my own eyes. Isn't that crazy when a guy tries to deny something, but you seen it?
I'm disgusted.
Yes.
That's nasty.
And then, you know, most men is not like, you know, shy about showing their private parts.
Right.
You know? And
they want you to see
it. Comfortable. Exactly. So I'm like, let me see. I'm trying to turn the light on my phone and everything. And he wouldn't let me see nothing. I was like,
you should have Snapchatted
just let me
it.
See it.
Yeah, you gotta leave him alone. But he the devil. He waits 16 years and 3 kids later to try to give you herpes.
Gotta be honest. My goodness.
Yikes. All right. Well, tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Call us right now. And don't forget, ASAP Rocky will be joining us in a little bit. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, ASAP Rocky will be joining us in a little bit. And he actually texted you a couple days ago, right?
Yeah, his people hit me up over the weekend. You know, he wanted to talk. He's upset over the comments that people are allegedly saying he made. So he wants to talk about that, man.
Right. It was an interview he did last year that has resurfaced, and he wants to explain what he had to say in that interview.
Absolutely. Okay. So, you know, allegedly. you got to be open to hear people. You know, I posted the video last night that he was going to be on the show this morning, and everybody was like, we don't want to hear from that coon.
Oh, yeah, tell
him go talk to Stacey Dash. We don't want to talk to him. And it's like, yo, relax. Listen to where people are coming from sometime, man.
So we'll talk to him in a little bit. Keep it locked. And we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to be talking about more good news for Power. Also, we'll discuss what is happening with Taylor Swift and Kanye West now. Yesterday they said that she couldn't sue, but now they're saying it is possible.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday the story was that Taylor Swift could not sue or try to press charges against Kanye and Kim for recording her because allegedly, she was on speakerphone, and therefore, she knew people could hear her. There were other people in the room. It's an hour-long conversation. Well, now there's a spin on it. She's saying that she had no idea that Kanye had her on speakerphone.
There she go acting fake surprised again.
Although she could hear other voices, she didn't know that they could hear her. So she believes that Kanye had to legally ask her permission to record her, and he did violate criminal law by doing that. She also says, bring it on, because the full phone call was an hour long. Kim only released certain parts of it. She was very selective. She said she wants the entire conversation released now because she said Kanye never said he would call her a bitch in the song. Also, he never got her approval, which she's been saying. And she said that she also believes that he was deceptive. He made the song sound like it was lighthearted, when in fact it is mean-spirited. And he also promised to send her an advanced copy of the song on this phone call. And he never did that, so.
I mean, for me, that's the most important line. I made that bitch famous. If you're really trying to expose Taylor and shut her all the way down, that has to be in the phone call of the recording.
Right.
Right, so that's Taylor Swift's side of things, since everybody's been calling her a fraud and phony. And
she should sue Kim for the culture, but you do have to understand, when you're talking to a Kardashian, 9 times out of 10 the cameras are rolling, no matter if it's Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kanye.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I think if it was the other way around, Kim probably would sue her too, because they're in the middle. They always have some type of lawsuit going on.
And then I'd look at Kim and be like, really? You're upset because I recorded you, Miss Always Being Recorded?
All right, Adrian Broner was sentenced to 30 days in jail. He did not show up to court for a scheduled trial. He was supposed to be there. Remember that whole incident where he allegedly assaulted and robbed somebody outside of a bowling alley in Ohio?
He just does what he wants, huh?
Well, he was supposed to be at court yesterday in the morning, and he did not arrive and on time. And when he did come, he said he was sick and somebody put something in his drink, and they said he did look very sick. People in the courtroom did witness that and said that he looked very sick, and his lawyer did not oppose that ruling. So 30 days.
I root for Adrian Broner. I like him as a boxer.
Broner.
That's what I said. What I said.
You said Boner.
You said Boner.
I did not say that. No, I did not. That's
we both heard you.
I did not say
Adrian
that.
Rewind
you,
the tape.
You know what? You guys need to really get your minds out the gutter. I did not say anything about no Boner.
I don't know what's on your mind over
there,
bro.
It sounds like a Freudian slip.
Yeah, right. Yeah, tell us about Boner.
No, I root for him. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him do well, but it seems like he can't ever get out of his own way. And didn't he tell us last time he was here he was going to change some things?
He did say that.
That don't sound like he's changing things.
Well, he said the same thing on Twitter on Monday. He was going to change some things.
You can't just blow off a court.
He also was supposed to fight Manny Pacquiao, but he asked for too much.
He overpriced himself.
Mm-mm-mm.
He overpriced himself.
Sometimes you do that. You ask for a certain price because you think you can meet somewhere in the middle, and people just be like, nah, B.
But so you got to have enough pride to go back and be like, all right, well, let's go back to what do you think?
Well, if that's too much, well, what would you be willing?
Well, if that's the case, he need to go back to Rock Nation when they offered him $30-something million.
He can't go there. He can't go that far back.
Yeah, especially after cursing Hove up.
All right, 50 Cent has a lot of things to be excited about, because guess what? Power is going to be returning for at least 2 more seasons.
Damn right.
So after it broke all kinds of records for stars, mm-hmm. as far as it being the highest rated, most watched premiere ever, most watched show ever, a Starz original show.
Congrats.
Now they are already picking it up for more seasons.
I love Power. Power feels like a good meal. You know how sometimes you eat a nice hearty meal?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like some brown rice, turkey wings with gravy, something like that.
Like a nice healthy meal.
Yeah, it feels hearty after you eat it. I just don't like the fact I gotta wait once a week to see it.
Now, there's some more rumors about Lauryn Hill having more financial issues and not having paid her taxes. You know, she already went to jail for 3 months for not paying her taxes. Well, she wants to address these recent reports that she has new tax issues. She said it's not a new situation. She's still taking care of past taxes. It's been an ongoing process. I've been working steadily towards a resolution. It has been an uphill battle, but we're getting over the hump. She said, I left the game. I wanted out. The way it was organized needed adjustment. When you eat a lot of other people's debts like I did and become financially responsible for as many people as I did, a break like the one I took was necessary. It took bold, courageous moves and cost me certain economic comforts, but it's getting better every day, thank God, and I'm living a much more liberated existence because of it.
If I was the IRS, I would always hit Lauren with late tax liens, just to be funny. Just since she's always late for things. Hey, this is from 2005. Hey, this is from 2007.
Well, hopefully she resolves all of these issues.
Meant to give you this in 2009.
Not for nothing. IRS just sent me a letter, and they said I owed them $73, and I thought that was a joke. I was like, oh, you kidding me? Like, right. $73?
You should send them that money with a smile.
I definitely sent them that money.
Say thank you.
I sent them $74.
Say thank you, Mr. Earth.
Mr. Earth.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Now, for everybody that just joined us earlier this morning, Charlamagne said that he roots for Adrian Broner. And I just want to play the audio.
It wasn't early this morning. It was 2 seconds ago. What are you talking about
that
early
is this
morning?
This
That's
morning.
Early this morning.
I root for Adrian Broner. I like him as a boxer.
Oh, but we're crazy,
but
we're crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you're rooting for his Broner. I mean, hey.
Hey, man, he's always got a future in porn, okay? That's his porn name, right. Adrian Broner. Hit you below the belt.
All right.
All right?
Now, when we come back, ASAP Rocky will be joining us. He has to clear up some things.
Everybody relax, okay? Everybody relax. Mr. All Lives Matter, ASAP Rocky, will be here for after the hour. You know, he's got some things he wants to get off his chest.
All right, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Riri. That was Tory Lanez, Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
My man, A$AP Rocky.
What's happening, man?
What's up?
Now, A$AP, you've been taking a lot of heat lately, man. Let's get right to it. It's an interview floating around. Man, and basically, it looks like you don't care about the Black Lives Matter movement.
You look like you don't care about black people.
You said you're not Al Sharpton. You are A$AP Rocky.
It's really messed up. I wanted to, you know, come here today and clear the airways for the simple fact that whole interview was taken out of context as far as what I said. I feel like I felt terrible as a black man, as an American. Crazy, like this.
Speak freely, my brother.
I just don't understand how they keep saying a dark-skinned nigga don't like black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's because you do these interviews with these European reporters, who journalists who want to make a name for themselves, and they take it out of context, you know what I mean? If you read the most people who read that interview, they only read that section, mm-hmm. you know, and see what they saw floating around on the blogs. I feel like for the most part, people didn't really dissect that interview. You can see that that's not my context. I don't say my mates. This is the same guy that was reaching, asking me, yo, how many people you slept with? How many girls you slept with to get more reviews? Who knows?
So what were you trying to say?
You guys, your modern rappers, like your favorite rapper today. I don't know if it's Thug, Future, Drake, anybody. Like, you don't always hear their content being about, you know, the political going on. Or I feel like, why put me on the pedestal for that, especially when I'm not asking for that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make music. I want to inspire. I want to promote peace. Because at a time like this, I don't have all the answers. I'm not trying to run for Congress. I'm not trying to run for office. I don't have all the answers. You know what I'm saying? I want to promote prosperity, especially for black people, especially for just young people, ambitious people, underprivileged. I'm not here to talk about supremacy. I'm not here to talk about who's dominant. You know, mm-hmm. I'm being in London and looking at it from a different perspective, man. It's really sad because you come over here and you feel it. Like, before, I thought they were just trying to gas it for the world to make it look like America's a bunch of idiots and this racism, you know, really big. And, you know, coming back here, it's the truth. You can feel the energy. You can feel the tension. You can feel the separation. It's whack.
But, you know, a lot of kids and a lot of people look up to you, so I guess they expect you, not just you, but the celebrities, to react and to say something and to stand up, you know?
For sure, and that's why I'm here today, because when it comes to stuff like this, I usually try to, you know, save it for the music, or, you know what I mean, and or try to, you know, speak about it when I'm asked about it. But I think I need to speak up right now. And especially coming back and seeing that video with the, you know, the cop.
Which one?
The Sterling one.
That really touched me the most, because I was just saying to myself, you know what I mean? Like, we all know, I hope people don't think that I feel like I'm invincible.
Because you fit the description.
Yeah, you definitely fit the description, bro. Mouthful of gold.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think in that article in Time Out New York that you were misquoted, or you think you misspoke?
I think it was a mixture of both. Because
mm-hmm.
what I was really trying to say is what I was just saying prior. Like, I just feel like most artists don't speak about that. And when you got the journalists asking you, you know, so, well, how come you didn't speak about the Baltimore riots? Or how come you didn't speak about, you know, the
Ferguson
mm-hmm. stuff and all this other stuff? And it's continuous, you know, question after question. You get agitated. At the time, I was dealing with my best friend dying. Like, if y'all notice, every time I put out a album, it's like I lose somebody. Like, I lost my pops with my first album. I lost Yams with my second album. And that's what I was going through at the time. That's what I was thinking about. And I'm just saying, like, the same day that Sterling died, it was like 300 people, and quote me if I'm wrong, like, that died in Siberia the same day. Siberia the same day, right? And it's just like perception, because we could look at that. People could look at my situation, and only a few people that can relate. They could be like, yeah, I did lose a best friend. I know what that's like to have to start an establishment with somebody, lose them, blah, blah, blah. Some people can't relate. Mm-hmm. If people hear my story, they might go, oh, that felt, you know, really bad. You know what I mean? And do it make them insensitive because they can't relate 100,000%? Look at the people in Siberia. They probably looking at the situation here like, well, we just lost 300.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's basically about people's self-interest. That's all.
And I just get upset. And what I was really trying to say there was like, yo, I hate when the bandwagon stuff starts. I mean, how come Black lives only matter when a police take them. You know, a police officer takes it, and it should be like Black lives should. It should matter when a Black lives take it. You know what I mean? It should always matter. All lives matter.
Those are two separate issues, though. Because imagine, like, you know, somebody saying we can't complain about ISIS killing Americans because Americans kill each other all the time. Or nobody ever says
it's two different extremes, but it's still in stay. It's hand in hand, though, bro. You know, one life isn't greater than the other.
No, I agree. I believe it's a lot of selective humanity, but I just feel like it's two totally different issues.
Yeah, we look at cops as they're supposed to serve and protect us.
It's
and they're doing a job.
Even for me, I mean, like, not long ago, me and the homie T, we was coming from our house, and I guess we triggered the alarm went up. I didn't remember the new code. They came out, they followed us with helicopters for like 20 minutes, made us get out in the middle of the street, on the floor, all over a misunderstanding.
Where was that?
You get what I'm saying?
So
LA.
Old Beverly Hills.
LA. And that's another thing. Your man keep asking me, so where do you live? I'm like, Soho. Soho's a big place. I mean, it's New York City, it's units everywhere. Well, you live in LA, you know, I live close to Beverly Hills, and that it make it look like I'm just like, well, fuck y'all niggas, I'm good, man. I'm in Beverly Hills. I'm in West Hollywood. What's going on with Shotten, you know what I'm saying?
Did you
I just
say
feel
that,
like
though? They said
no, I did
I don't
not want to
talk
that.
About Ferguson because I live in Soho and Beverly Hills. I can't relate.
See, that's crazy. Nah, not at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying if I'm in L.A., if I'm in London and something's going on in L.A. and you asking me about it, I don't want to speak on that because I wasn't there. How can I contribute? How can I pay my contribution to that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People just regurgitating all day. People don't know what they talking about. They see what they read. They see what they... What I see and what I try to promote is just unity, man. It's just like, it sounds cliche, but like love, you know what I'm saying? That's what's really missing.
Now, let me ask you something. As somebody who has really crossed over into the fashion world, obviously we know you're the face of Dior now for the new campaign. They always say the fashion world is really racist. And, you know, we've heard Kanye go off about it. How hard has that been for you crossing over into that?
That's what I'm saying. Me being me is just knocking down doors for people like me. I want the next kid, the next ASAP Rocky, to be able to do it twice as big as I did because people like Pharrell and Kanye knocked down the door for people such as myself, Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, et cetera. Fashion, of course, you know it has its racism, and everything does. You know what I'm saying? Like, every industry has people who discriminate for one reason or another. That's not my concern. I'm in a race. You know, I don't see anything. I'm like a horse. You know, I got blinders on.
Have you gotten a lot of flack for dating or being seen with white women? I'm sure people on social media, do they come at you for that?
I wouldn't know, but I don't only just date white women.
I mean, I know
I like
you don't.
All women.
I know you don't, but I'm just saying, like, there was a picture of you and, say, Kendall Jenner, and I know people would be like, oh, my God, I
you
can't
smash Kendall Jenner, bro?
No, it was just a picture of them out together. But I'm saying, you know how people are, they go crazy, and they're like, oh, my God, now he's dating Kendall Jenner, and...
I used to date Iggy, like, probably, right. What, like...
And Iggy is
don't bring that up right now. Don't remind people of that.
Yeah, right?
Right now.
Yeah, but nah, real talk, though, I don't care about that. You know what I mean? I think interracial dating is dope. I don't really care about, like, color.
All right, we got more with ASAP Rocky when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. ASAP Rocky is in the building. Now, he's catching some heat because of some words that he said in an interview.
I think it's just a combination of, like, problematic statements people think you made. Like, when you was at Oxford University and you said that you can't speak out against police brutality because you aren't doing anything to help change it. And then they referenced the Rolling Out article. And then they, when you said, I don't know if you said you don't like dark-skinned women with red lipstick.
Well, see, that's my problem. I say I don't like certain shades of red lipstick on dark-skinned girls when they ask me. And I say I don't like certain shades of purple lipstick on white girls. Got the white girls mad at me. Got the black girls mad at me.
You damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
Nah, but in some cases, I've been wrong about that because you see very pretty brown-skinned women with, you know, shades of red lipstick. So you can't be wrong. I don't know why niggas asking me cosmetic questions. Right. Like, they just want to know my opinion, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like when anybody wears blue lipstick. It don't matter what your
color is. They all going to hate you now.
All the bitches are going to hate you now. They're going on a strike.
Because they make it look like your lips is frozen or something went wrong.
What about the comments at Oxford, though? When you said you can't speak out against police brutality because you aren't doing anything to help change it.
I would love to change the world. I don't know where to start, though. I actually don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like you damned if you do, you damned if you don't. we know that they stop, they get frisked and all this other stuff. I'm saying the best thing for us to do is, at the end of the day, how are we all going to be militant if we not as a unit? You got brothers saying, all right, well, when the cops kill us, we got to stick together. But when this is all said and done, it's back to you and you or whatever, that mentality, that crab in the barrel. And I, pardon me for sounding insensitive, it is that Phil House mentality. You get what I'm saying? And to the point where if we don't unify, it's like, how could you be militant? How could you start a revolutionary? You get what I'm saying? Pac was trying to do that before he died, but you can't do it alone. That's why we got J. Cole, we got Kendrick, who their whole thing is based off of touching on these subjects. Right. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like this crab in the barrel mentality do need to stop. You get what I'm saying? It's messing me up. I'm very sleepy. It's messing me up. And there's so much things that I really wanted to touch on while we got here. But the overall message for me, the most I could really do it at this point is just, you know, encourage everybody. Like, man, we gotta really get together. We gotta show love. We gotta spread love. Because especially with somebody like that guy Trump in office, man, this catastrophe, man. It's really getting serious, and I didn't start taking it really too serious up until 2016.
Right. My man DeRay, he's a activist out here. He always says that people wake up at different times. Do you feel like you just recently woken up, like to realize like what's really going on out there?
Nah, I think that like more so ever, I just got dragged into saying something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been dealing with it, how I deal with it. You know, I empower so many different people from different young black people. If you look at AUG, you look at ASAP Worldwide, that's about putting on, you know, young people, young black people, not even just black people. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to stand here. I don't want to sound here. I don't want to sit here and make it seem like, man, I'm only so pro-black, man. I'm about everybody. You get what I'm saying? Absolutely. About color. And some people not okay with that, especially at a time like this. Because it's not even for me, I don't see black and white. I just see a bunch of, you know, white officers killing black kids. That's really about it. I wonder how the black officers feel. I wonder, because I'm quite sure, and I wonder how the innocent officers feel, because I'm quite sure it's not every officer is guilty. This is a touchy
situation.
They are
guilty if they're not speaking up to talk about the injustices that are going on in their own system.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
It seems like you got a lot on your heart right now. So what do you want to do? Because I think everybody that comes up here, I don't feel like we have leaders. There's nobody telling us what to do. There is no Malcolm. There is no Martin. So what do you want to do?
I want to start by encouraging everybody to think as individuals. There's so much issues in the world, you know what I'm saying? After we get off the topic of, you know, police brutality on the urban kids and the youth and all that thing, you got to talk about poverty. And after poverty, you got to talk about this. You got to talk about issues never
it's
stop.
It's a big, huge, never-ending cycle.
Yeah,
of
and my
need
thing...
to fix...
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. I just want to... What about being a humanitarian, man? People don't really think about that concept, especially as people where we come from. The way we view things, like when I was in the hood, I thought only crazy white boy, cracked out boys did like acid or something mm-hmm. like that. Not until I started going down to Soho and then I had like mixed friends, blah, 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 that I realized like, oh, okay, other people do acid too. You look at certain things like differently when you in the hood because, you know, that's just you a product of your environment.
Everything some based off your experiences.
Basically, yeah. You know, some people venture off, but a lot of that I know stay confined to one block their whole life, and what they know is the information that they get from.
So it's stereotypes
the news,
that we have.
The news. I'm not just saying basically stereotypes. I'm just saying some people is just really like oblivious, you know, because they're products of their environments. Mm-hmm. They don't really venture off. They're not really that open-minded to new things or something different.
And on the flip side, sometimes you can start experiencing new things and forget about what's going on in the hood. And I think that's what people are upset about your comments for, because it sounds like you forget what's going on in the hood.
Nah, it don't sound like I said nothing. It sounds like that interview said that. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. It's a misrepresentation of me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to copy back to that interview because that's inaccurate. You get what I'm saying? That sounds terrible, bro.
I think just because you don't know how to articulate what you're feeling doesn't mean that you don't care.
I do know how to articulate at times. I feel like I said, that was misconstrued. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was taken out of context. That's where the conflict is. At the end of the day, you got a 60-something-year-old European man interviewing me who don't know much about nothing, and I'm talking with teeth in my mouth. I got a slur, and I'm not trying to make excuses. This is my thing, man. Like, I'm going to lead us at this, because if not, I'll be explaining myself all day. This is a real touchy situation. I just wanted to, you know, set it clear. I came up here, I wanted to come here.
Right. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, it's not, I wanted to make it, set it clear. I ain't on no host. Like, why every time somebody speak out, like, me saying, if I, even if I did mean, like, yo, at the end of the day, I want to speak on my subject matter. Why that gotta mean Black Lives Matter and everybody from wherever I'm from or what, you know what I'm saying? That,
so you do feel like you have to stand up for Black people and Black causes?
I feel like by default I'm doing that. I'm a dark-skinned, handsome man. Every day I stand up for Black people. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I represent a culture that reaches beyond just our Black, just a skin color. You get what I'm saying? It's really a culture, and I stand for kids who don't really see that racism. Those are my people. You get what I'm saying? That's trash. And they trying to promote that and make it bigger. And I feel like we was finally getting to a place where it was just like, you know, all of that in our country was dead for. You're not dead, but it was all memories. And you go certain places and you feel it. You know what I mean? But it wasn't like, you know, on everybody's radar. And I feel like the new generation, this is their dosage of racism. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I'm here to keep it straight. This ain't no soapbox. This ain't no none of that. You know what I mean?
With your power and the connections that you have, like with other coaches, do you feel like you need to tell white people, use your privilege to combat prejudice? Like, if you with me, really with me, when you see our people need it?
I feel like, for the most part, people who affiliate with me, that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Especially these companies. I'm the first Black man to face Dior. So that counts as rapper, model, man, like the first Black man. You get what I'm saying? What are we talking about? That's crazy. We talking about a fashion house brand that we talking about. That's like Coco Chanel. This is like LVMH level. We talking about a fashion house brand that has never did anything like everything I do. Me going to Oxford, you know what I'm saying? And talking there, me doing this, that's what I do. At the end of the day, I wear this. I wear it proud.
All right, we got more with ASAP Rocky when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was ASAP Rocky, Effing Problems. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. ASAP Rocky is in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
You said that every time you put out an album, you lose somebody.
Yeah, man.
And plus, you was on drugs. Do you feel like you're in a very dark place when you're doing these interviews? So sometimes you just angry?
At the end of the day, I kind of felt like it was just a pick on me situation, and I understand why people was upset. But for the most part, I think people are knowledgeable enough to know at this day and age that you can't really depict what you can't really judge something off of what you see or something like that. Especially judging my character with me, you get what I'm saying? I hate to have to be on the stand, especially, man. Y'all need to be proud of me, man. Like, I didn't have a domestic case since 2012. When last time you heard about me busting somebody head in the bottle? I've been chilling. I don't fight nobody. No more lawsuits. You know, I'm trying to show another way. Like, the best thing that I could do is show y'all how I did it and what my state of mind was like and my mentality and my train of thought. You get what I'm saying? I'm at a loss for words and I'm overwhelmed at this point, but I'm not upset. I'm just really more hurt. And it's not about the comments and none of that. I'm just talking about, like, this country, how we look. How we perceive this trash, man.
Didn't you lose a brother to gun violence?
I did. Yes, I did. My brother died on the same block I was born on, 116th Street in Morningside. You know what I'm saying?
So I understand why you say, you know, why don't we talk about black-on-black crime?
My brother was a blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, four-point star general, Brazy Ricky. That man was nothing like me. But at the same time, was a victim to the streets because that's the path that he chose. And I learned from my brother's mistakes. Learned from my pop's mistakes, hustling, going to jail, falling off, trying to get back on, take care of all his kids. I don't have no kids yet. I'm trying to show you.
Why you wearing so many condoms, bro?
I just feel like at this day and age, man, the mentality of everybody is just, they don't want to think it's individuals, and that's what I'm trying to encourage, because it's that individual thought process that could bring us together as a unit. People got to think like individuals to come together as a group.
I agree with that. Well, we appreciate tear each you other down us, over man. Everything.
Thank you. I know I'm talking too much, but like I just needed to.
And it's funny because you never address rumors. Like you said it
on
Twitter.
Yeah, man. They called you sick, gay, man, bro.
They said you've been Illuminati. In the Illuminati.
I mean, you probably might have called me Illuminati back in the day. Don't front like that.
Yeah. You said your clothes was too tight.
I get all those same rumors. Gay, Illuminati.
You know what I'm saying?
Plastic surgery.
You definitely get gay, bleaching.
Bleaching.
Yo, I ain't gonna. I heard you and Azealia Banks got the same skin doctor.
I can see that too.
Now, you know I love you, Charlamagne. I'm
about to put a whole 20,000-word Instagram post about ASAP right now. But I've never heard you address rumors before. That's how I know you care
about
this?
Man. It's
that
not.
Came on time. He was early. He was ready for this.
I'm sleepy,
like,
man.
I was like, is he really going to show up? I don't know.
I'm sleepy.
I would have bet he wasn't, but he was here.
And nah, this is
got
serious.
It off your chest.
No,
this
that's
is
how serious. We knew it was something that really was disturbing you and you had to really speak on it.
It's not even that it's disturbing just me, man. It's just, it does need to be spoken on. Some things can't go in silence like you said. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You did the joint with Alicia Keys, the 23 joint.
Mm-hmm.
23 ways for a black man to die in America.
Sure.
So that shows you care.
For sure, for
and what
sure.
And what was your way to die, you said, in that?
By just asking for some help, man.
Right, you know calling for help.
Yeah, calling for help. I think it was just funny and coincidental that, like, you know, as soon as I get back to the States, I'm dealing with all this, and I see what's going on. I feel attention. I decide to get involved, and as soon as I decide to get involved, it's like smear campaign.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you feel like they saw you in the Alicia Keys video, and they was like, okay, let's put this up.
I don't know what happened. I could only, you know.
Now, what about the Will I Am song? I see they're remaking Where Is the Love, like Where's a new version of it. And who's on it? You're on it?
I don't know if I don't want to speak out of line.
Okay, because I was trying to get some inside information because I saw about it, but I didn't know for sure who was on it yet.
Yeah, it's a few people. I'm going to say I was just really, really honored to be on that track.
Mm-hmm.
We all wish that, like, it's like being an artist and being alive for when they made the, like, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, We Are the World, mm-hmm. We Are the Lionel Richie. Like, you know, how could you not be a part of that? And not just because of those names, but just because of that time and what that message stood for. So that's what I really wanted to manifest with that. Like, I just wanted to kind of, you know, that was my contribution. And like I said, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't. When I don't say nothing, oh, he ain't on he don't give a fuck about niggas. When I do say something, oh, he don't really love it. So it's just like, you damned if you do, if you damned if you don't. So it is what it is,
man. And it's bad because one cancels out the other. Like, they forget you was on the 23 with Alicia Keys. Or they don't know you doing the empowerment song with Will I Am. You need to stop doing print interviews.
Man, that was a year ago. That was a year ago, as you can see. But, I mean, I'm on damn near every your favorite magazine cover. I got to do print. You know what I'm saying? I'm a model now.
But right, you well. Love black people. You love everybody. But you do love black
Let's
people.
Let's clear that up.
I hate your black ass.
No, because I hate his black ass. They're saying you are All Lives Matter, Nick.
Man, I love my people, man. To death. Yeah, I do. Right. I love all people. It's about people, man. We got to stop separating each other with color, man. But at the end of the day, the issues in the neighborhoods of urban communities is those issues, suburban issues, and they might be different in extremes. I'm just saying, man, across the board, it's really all about this love, man. It's all about us coming together in tranquility and harmony. It sounds cliche, but, man, I was just walking the other day, and I felt bad about the stuff I'm hearing, and some girl came up to me, and I thought she was psychic, and she rubbed my face. And she was just like, don't feel bad, baby. They got you all wrong. Young chick.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Gave me a hug. And I was like, thank you so much. You know what I'm saying? You know how much a smile brighten up somebody's day and a hug, a little bit of love. So, you know, spread some love, man. Nice.
So, I mean, there's one thing you want people to get from this interview. What would it be?
I want peace and love, man.
Spread love.
Yeah, that's it. Just love, man. Honestly.
Well, that's ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, of course, we all follow DJ Khaled on Snapchat. So he also revealed recently that Major Key is going to have some pretty big guest appearance. Now, we already heard For Free with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
We already heard I Got the Keys with Jay-Z and Future. Those are huge guest appearances. Well, he made some more announcements. Check it out.
Before I say that, I want to be clear. Kendrick Lamar went so hard. His verse, I feel like it's going to be one of the most talked about verses. Also, I want to be super clear. I got this Big Sean verse. Oh, man. It's so crazy.
He's great at selling it, and I want to hear these
songs.
There's
no better promoter than DJ Khaled.
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all don't ever ask Khaled what he doing for the Black Lives Matter movement?
What?
Exactly.
He talks about it on Snap.
Oh, he does?
No.
He does. He definitely does it.
He ain't never snapped from no protest.
Nope.
No rally.
Nope.
But you don't have to. That's not his thing. That's not his lane, right?
All right. Kevin Durant recently did an interview, and he talks about what happened after he chose Golden State. Well, apparently he said, for a few days after, I didn't leave my bed. He said, I was like, if I walk outside, somebody might just hit me with their car. or say anything negative to me. He said, I never had this reputation, and so many people who don't even watch basketball are telling me congratulations and good luck going forward. It's crazy how big I got and how big this got. I've been going somewhere for so long, and then to make a change like that, which nobody knew was coming, that nobody didn't think I would do, of course, I didn't know how it would be received afterward, but at some point I just said, hey, look, man, life goes on, life moves on, and I can't hide forever, so I just had to face it. That's crazy that he stayed in bed and he said played video games.
He has.
Well, that's his dumb ass if he stayed in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, okay. As soon as you make
that announcement, you need to be on the next thing out in Oakland. I guarantee you in Oakland, they're not trying to hit you with no car.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. All right, this was an interesting story to me. So, Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson, he's in Vegas right now. He's practicing for the Rio Olympics. While he was away, a woman went to his house and vandalized his house. It's a L.A. Rams cheerleader. Her name is Cherise Sandra, and she uploaded a photo on Instagram of herself spray painting her name on his patio. If you have Revolt TV, you can see the picture.
That was dumb.
She said, you and me, baby. Sorry, my name's tagged on your patio at Klay Thompson.
Why are you standing so close to the TV?
I was trying to see what she looked like. I knew it.
Got to see if she's worth that vandalism.
She posts a lot of pictures online if you want to see what she looks like.
Show the picture again, Revolt.
Is your vagina worth the vandalism? That's what you need to ask yourself.
No, no, the other picture, the close-up picture.
Let me see.
And I have some bikini pictures of her here, and if you want to see that.
I'd smash. I mean, if I was Klay Thompson, I'd smash. Now, I wouldn't. If I was Klay Thompson, I would smash.
Now, let me ask you this, though. If a woman did that to you and she looked like Cherise Sandra looks.
That's number one.
Would that work?
Nah, it ain't worth the crazy. It ain't worth the crazy. She's clearly crazy.
Because how do you get somebody like Klay Thompson's attention unless you go break into his house and spray paint?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Naked pictures on Instagram. But see, my thing is, if you spray paint, you know, on the house when you're happy, imagine what you'll do when you find out he's cheating on you and you're upset. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that.
You're going to burn the house down.
A vandal is a vandal.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they know each other or something. I have no idea. We don't know that information. But
how do you get to the house? How'd she get to the house?
It looks like she was just in the backyard, so maybe she just
hopped the fence. Maybe she climbed the fence.
That's not random. Not with that nice little dress on she had and some heels.
There's no picture there right there.
She had on a dress in the heels. That ain't hop the fence attire. Hop the fence attire is sweatpants and a t-shirt. She been there before.
She got the code.
She been there before.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes. Hey. I'm so confused about all these tweets we're getting by ASAP Rocky, but whatever.
Leave it alone, man. Who are you giving that donkey to?
Adrian Broner needs to come to the front of the congregation.
Again?
Yes, he has to come to the front of the congregation.
Jeesh. All right. We'll get it to Adrian Broner when we come back. Keep it locked. Donkey of the day is on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, July 20th goes to my guy, Adrian Broner. I root for Adrian Broner. I truly want to see the young man win, but it just seems to me that AB continues to be his own worst enemy. Now, we all know Adrian Broner was charged with felonious assault and aggravated robbery back in January. The charges stem from AB allegedly assaulting a man and then robbing him of $12,000 at gunpoint. If you never heard this story, Adrian Broner allegedly lost the money to the victim during a night of high-stakes betting on bowling games. AB allegedly knocked him unconscious outside of a bowling alley and after the confrontation, took the money. Well, Adrian Broner was scheduled to be in court yesterday to face the music on those charges. Now, a lot of brothers, unfortunately, have faced these kind of charges, and you know as well as I do. You don't play with the judge, okay? Don't play with the court system, especially when your freedom hangs in the balance. Well, Adrian Broner must not have gotten that memo because he appeared in court 3 hours late. They say he arrived at the courthouse at noon. So that means he was scheduled to be there at 9, which means he should have been sitting in front of that courthouse with a chicken biscuit with egg and cheese, some hash browns, and an orange juice from Chick-fil-A at 8 a.m., period. But nope. Adrian Broner came to court 3 hours late and ended up getting sentenced to 30 days in jail. Worst part of this whole situation is that the judge, Robert Ruhlman, said he was considering dismissing the case altogether if Broner had shown up in the courtroom on time.
They said he looked a mess, too, right?
They definitely said he looked a mess. Adrian Broner actually told the judge that he doesn't drink because the judge said he looked hungover. And Adrian said, no, I don't drink. I think somebody slipped me something. So once again, Adrian Broner has gotten in his own way. Adrian Broner was here in May, and I talked to him about getting in his own way. Can we hear that? I know you say you wouldn't change for nobody, but you got to change for the kids.
I know. They look up to me. I really just got to set a great example for them.
I hope you can get it together, bro.
I'm good. I'm good, man.
Okay. We still waiting on us to show you that you're good, AB. Now, I want you to take this time, that 30 days, to think. And while you're in there, I want you to hear these smooth tunes from the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
I don't know if you saw his Instagram, but he put, all my fans write me and send me love. I love all of y'all, and thanks for always believing in.
We do believe in AB, but does AB believe in himself?
Well, he posted a picture on Instagram with his, I guess that's, is that his prison number and address? Or is that something else?
We don't see it.
I didn't even see it. All I know is that I feel like he genuinely does want to do right, but he just can't get out of his own way. And showing up late, three hours to court, when you got that type of felony case over your head, nah, bro. You can't have that kind of disregard for your own freedom, bro.
All right.
You can't.
Well, thank you for that, Donkey. Today, when we come back, ask Ye if you need relationship advice or any type of advice. You can call Ye right now. 800-585-1051. Ask Ye is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. If you need relationship advice, you can call her. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Erin from Chelsea.
Hey, Mama. What's your question for Ye?
My question for Ye is, a friend of mine met this guy about 6 years ago. I know they were texting, but they never had any sexual relationship or was in an actual relationship. So now, a couple years later, coming to counsel with a guy on Facebook, and my friend's like, she doesn't want us talking, so she used to deal with him. So I wanted to know, is that okay, or that's crossing the friend boundary?
Wait, she doesn't want you guys talking?
No, she doesn't want us talking, even though she never had anything with him besides texting.
Well, how close are you guys?
We're very close. I consider her a really close friend. I'm the godmother for Tal.
Okay, well, I mean, you guys are really, really good friends, and if she tells you, why doesn't she want you to talk to him? Is she jealous, or?
She just said that she doesn't want me talking to someone that she used to talk to.
That she used to text and never even did anything with?
Yes, and they both confirmed it.
Wow. Well, I think that's a little ridiculous on her behalf. Is she dating anybody now?
No, she's not dating anyone.
Okay, and how did they end things? Was it just that he wasn't interested, or what ended up happening?
I think they both weren't interested in each other. They both just kind of drifted apart.
All right, the main thing here is for you to be open and honest, which you were. You did tell her and you did ask her. The problem is you asked her and she told you no. So when you asked her, there was always a potential for her to say no, because you hoped she was going to be like, yeah, it's cool, I don't have no problem with it, go ahead. But instead she said, nah, I'm not cool with it. Now what can you do? It would have been different if you went to her and said, listen, just so you know, you know, I've been talking to dude. I know y'all never really had anything. You guys just were texting, so it wasn't a big deal. But I just wanted to let you know, because I would never do that and not tell you. But instead, you asked.
She actually said she doesn't care. But when I kind of, like, told her we were talking just to see how she would react, I haven't heard from her since.
Okay, so she didn't tell you no.
First she said no, she doesn't want it. And then I waited for some time to pass, and I said, me and him are dealing with each other. And she said, that's fine, I don't care. If you want to talk, trying to put an attitude way. If you want to talk to him, that's fine. But I haven't heard from her since.
Oh, because she told you not to, and then you went ahead and did it anyway. I think that this is something that y'all can get past and get over. She probably feels like she can't really trust you because she told you no, and then you still went and did it. And you should have been straightforward with her from the beginning. But I think that you can work through this. It's just some dude. She never messed with him like that. But you need to let her know, listen, I do really like him. I apologize. I didn't want to do anything to hurt your feelings or for you to feel like I'm sneaky. You got to be straightforward with her now. I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable, but I do really like him. Sometimes I feel like it's not worth it to sacrifice our friendships with people for a man. But in this particular situation, because nothing ever happened between them, it wasn't a bad breakup. It's not like she was telling you all their business and she was coming to you and complaining. It wasn't that deep. So you have to explain that to her, but your friendship with her is important. You are her child's godmother. Obviously, you guys are really, really close. I do feel like you'll be able to work it through, but instead of you just letting it sit and not speaking to her and just dealing with a guy and putting this guy before her, you have to let her know that you did not mean to hurt her feelings. You didn't mean to do anything that would upset her. Just reach out to her.
right. Thank you for your advice. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Good
Have
luck.
A great day.
You too.
You too. Thank you.
Ask Ye 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, it's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Anonymous.
All right, Anonymous. What's your question for Yee?
I want to, break out of my shell and be, more confident, people person.
Is there any
way I can?
Okay, so you're trying to get some more confidence. What are you insecure about?
Everything.
Do I know who this is?
I don't know. Do you...
Have you always been like this your whole life?
Yes.
Okay, so are there things about yourself that, if you could explain what it is that you don't feel confident about, tell me what it is.
My face, the way I look.
So you're not confident because of your looks?
Yes.
Do you have a lot of friends? Are you smart? Do you have a job? What's going on in your life? Let's talk about the great things that you have going on in your life first.
I'm in school. I have a job. I have two, actually.
Okay, you have two jobs. You're in school, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so great. You're smart. You make that money.
Yes.
You know what you want to do in life. The only thing, so it seems like superficially what you're not happy with is how you look.
Yes.
Do you go on dates ever?
No.
Have guys asked you out on dates?
Once, but once again, I'm not secure, so I don't go through with it.
I think sometimes that we have to get ourselves out of our comfort zone and do things that we normally don't do. Now, first of all, I will say, if you feel like there's things about yourself that you can improve superficially, that's an easy thing that you can do. If that means that you got to start going to the gym and working out, if that means that you have to go and get a makeover, get a new hairdo, get some new clothes, you can do those things. It's just superficial things. But what you need to do is be confident about other things inside of yourself.
Okay.
All right, and just focus on the positive things you have going on in your life. But I will say that if you're not confident, it's hard for people to be drawn to you.
Yeah.
They might look at you as you're, you don't talk to anybody, you keep to yourself too much. I think you have to look at it as making friends more than, instead of dating. Sometimes we have to look at a situation like, what do me and this guy have in common? Get some female friends. You have female friends?
A couple, not really. I really don't do that.
All right, well, I think it's important you to forge some relationships, whether it's at work, it's at school. Just have some casual relationships with people where you guys can go out, you can do some work together, find some common ground, things to talk about, and don't take it so seriously.
Okay,
don't look at every guy as a potential date. Just look at them as another person just like you are, and y'all might have some things in common. You guys are going to school together. You're going to work together. Clearly, you have something in common. So focus on those things. And you got to start making an effort. It's not an easy thing to do, I know, sometimes, to get out of your shell.
Okay.
I know who this is.
You probably do.
All right. Well, look, I appreciate it. And I know you do come out sometimes. And I've seen you out and about with your, family members and everything. But I think just maybe invite people out to certain things. You come to a movie screening, ask somebody to come with you. Hey, you want to go see this movie? Small
conversation. Why don't you take her out? If you know her, take her out more.
She has come out with me.
Oh.
With all of us.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
How she look?
Thank you.
She has come out with us, and she is by herself a lot. And I do feel like, when you go out by yourself, they say it is easier to meet people like that. But stop worrying about what you look like. That's not the most important thing ever. Things like that can always be changed. You can always improve. You can always make yourself feel more confident about how you look.
Yeah, okay. Well, great advice, Ye. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. You can always call Ye if you have your problems.
Right.
Now, Ye, we got rumors coming
up. And listen, in real life, we really do try to help people because clearly, and she's been contacting me for some time, and I always do try to invite her out and tell her to come to anything, and I always show her love. So that is a good first step. She actually has reached out to me, and I have done that a few times.
All right. Well, Ye, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we'll talk about your guy, 50, and the success of Power. We'll tell you what that means, what he has going on. Also, Future, his partnership with Reebok. We'll tell you what he's been posting online. It seems like he's really into it.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nickelodeon has debuted their first animated interracial gay couple. Okay? They are parents to a cartoon child, and that's on The Loud House. Check it out.
Hey, Clyde. Hi, Mr. McBride. Hi, Mr. McBride.
Hi, Lincoln. Ready for your big night?
You bet.
Great. Just a couple things Clyde will need. Sleeping bag, feetsy pajamas, white noise machine, humidifier, dehumidifier, earplugs, inhaler, and allergy medications. And here's a photo of us.
Since we can't tuck you in tonight.
Remember, Clyde, no nuts, no gluten, no sugar, and be careful with orange juice. You know how you get with pulp.
He's growing up so fast.
Come on, Howie. Remember what Dr. Lopez said about letting go. Now let go.
I love him so much.
Have fun, Clyde.
You're going to have a gay couple, and the first thing you're going to have them say is no nuts.
No nuts.
Come on now.
So, yeah, I guess they want to really just kind of reflect what's really going on in the world.
What do you think about that, guys?
Well, they're not the first animated interracial gay couple, period. It's just the first one on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I mean,
remember Bert and Ernie?
Shut up.
I mean, for me, I guess the first thing I was thinking was, you know, you're going to have that conversation at some point in your life, because at some point in your life, your child is going to see a gay couple, and they're going to ask you what's going on. But when I first heard about it, I didn't think I agreed with it. But then, as long as they're not doing anything sexual, because I haven't had those sexual conversations with my daughter yet. Same reason I don't let my daughter watch Power. You know what I'm saying? Or be in the room in Power and nothing's on.
And by the way, that's Wayne Brady's voice.
But what age? You know, my kids seen that. I would say my son, there's a gay couple that lives in my neighborhood. And at the age of 7, 8, I had to explain it to them.
Did they ask you about it? Yeah, because they asked you because they saw it.
They saw it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As I said, eventually they're going to have to see it sooner or later.
But what about for your young one? Let's say when she turns 2 or 3 and she sees that cartoon.
I don't ask, don't tell. She don't say nothing about it. I'm not going to say nothing about it. Tell
her. Just let her watch it. Don't say anything.
As long as they're not doing anything sexual. She might not think nothing of it. That's the first thing I thought. You know, I'm like, okay, what are they doing on this show? Because like I said, if Power comes on, I tell my daughter to go upstairs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not ready to have those conversations about sex and sexuality with her just yet.
Okay, now let us discuss Iggy Azalea. She has inked a new deal. She went on Instagram and she said, wanted to share with everyone, my production company, Azalea Street, has just signed on to create original content for Universal NBC. So guys, I'm an executive producer for at least a few years to come. Hopefully many, lots of scripted series in the works, lots of interesting ideas. I've been working on this for a long time now and I can't wait to share more info with you soon. Hashtag career woman, hashtag girl plans, God laughs.
Drop one of the clues bombs for Iggy Azalea, but listen, you know how they always say if you have a business, like maybe you shouldn't put your name on it? If I was Iggy, I wouldn't put my name on that.
You wouldn't have called it Azalea
I know she got
Street?
Fans that rock with her, but I probably would have just kept that hush and created the content and let people like it.
And then when they like it,
say, hey, it's mine.
Because
people are going to hate on it from the start just because it's Iggy.
Right. All right. And 50 Cent, congratulations to him. His show Power on Stars has been greenlit to go at least another 2 seasons.
Drop on the clues, mom, for Curtis Jackson, damn it.
That's we know dope. That much. You know, that's big news, and we already told you how it broke all kinds of records for the most watched show on Stars in history.
I wonder who's going to be the first main character to die on Power. We're getting around that point in this show's life where we can start discussing those things. Somebody got to go. Who's going to be the first main character to get it on Power?
All right, and shout out to Future. You know, he just did a partnership with Reebok, and he's been posting a lot of pictures. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but he's been posting a lot of pictures on his Instagram. He has a Reebok tour bus, and it says powered by Free Bands on the back. He posted the bus, and he put Freebok 16, and then he also has posted himself wearing Reebok clothes and sneakers and everything. So he said, thank you, Reebok Classics, for the outstanding partnership and consistent support. Freebok 16.
Congrats to him.
Yeah. So that's Kendrick and now Future. And Rick Ross also has that deal with Reebok, too, right?
And don't forget Swizzy, who started it all.
Swizzy
doing so much. He got that. He has Bally's. Swizzy's doing
so much. Yeah,
I
don't even know if Swizz still deal with Reebok, but I know he started it all.
He definitely did.
But, he put about to give Reebok too much sauce. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Dame. So shout out to my guy, Damien, over at Reebok also. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
You know what's dope? Nobody's ever made an athletic sneaker for drug dealers. Like, you know, can you talk about all this running off on the plug? People got to run from the police. Nobody's ever made an athletic sneaker for the trap boy. You know what I'm saying? That'd be kind of dope.
Sneakers to sip lean in.
How would you pitch it, though? How would you sell it?
The perfect sneaker to run off on the plug.
Drug dealers, you need a sneaker to run off on the plug?
You don't
got to
call the drug dealers. Just insinuate it by saying, hey, you sitting in the trap, need something to run off on the plug in? Here's this comfortable Free Band sneaker. That could be dope.
All right, well, that's a great
I don't know if they can do that. Oh,
marketing
they would
plan.
Do that. All right, well, thank you for those rumors, Yee.
No problem.
Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Right? You didn't say that like you meant it.
Oh, all right. Shout out.
Do it like a drop.
Then I can come back tomorrow?
Use your old mixtape DJ.
Yes, we're going to be here tomorrow.
Shout out to Revolt TV. You know what it is. Ha ha.
See?
What? See y'all tomorrow. One. All right, everybody else.
People, that's back when you was hot.
I'm still hot out there, bro. I'm still hot out there. I'm yoga.
It's moving.
I'm yoga flames out there, bro.
You said what flames?
Anyway.
Something about yogurt. You don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I said yoga.
Something about yogurt. Don't worry about it.
I like frozen yogurt. I don't like
yoga. DJ Frogo.
Shut up. People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something?
DJ Froyo.
Hit us up now. I hate these guys. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yogurt.